A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. Welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We want to pray today, the first working day of the week, commanding our heavens to open, and I will speak a word into your life, into your destiny. So get ready to pray. It is important for us to pray. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so this morning, my leading is to lead you to pray. Raise some prayer points that we pray together for our ways to be prosperous this week and beyond, particularly as the year 2023 is gradually winding to a close, so that none of us will leave this year empty, according to the promise of the Almighty God. We want to pray. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse number 12, the Bible says, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." My emphasis and our first prayers is, the Lord will open unto thee his good treasures. Don't forget, in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, "Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened." I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, the remaining days of this year and beyond, let heavens be opened upon me in the name of Jesus, upon my family, upon my business, upon my ministry. Let heavens be opened." Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that these remaining days of this year and beyond, you cause the heavens upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my family to be opened. Let my heavens open. Let me not operate under a closed heaven. Let heavens open upon me. Let it open upon my husband, upon my wife, upon my children. Let heavens open in the name of Jesus. And Father, according to your word, open unto me your good treasure in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice. God says, "I'm going to open my good treasure, and then the heavens to give the rain unto your land." I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, give my destiny rain. Give my business rain. Give my land rain in the name of Jesus. Give my children rain in the name of Jesus. Open your good treasure and the heavens to give the rain upon my land, upon my business, upon my family, in the name of Jesus." Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that according to your word, you will cause the heavens to give the rain unto my destiny, unto my land, unto my business, to my family, to my ministry. Let the heavens open. Let rain be given in the name of Jesus. Give my land rain. Give my destiny rain. Give my business rain. Give my ministry rain. Oh, Father, I pray for your rain. Let that rain fall upon me. Let there be no dryness of any kind around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, "Father, this week, terminate dryness of any kind, of every kind in my life. Terminate dryness with your miracles, with your blessings. Give me the blessings that will terminate dryness in my life in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray. "Father, I pray that, Lord, you will give me blessings and miracles that will terminate dryness in my life. Let dryness be terminated. Dryness of blessings, let it be terminated. Let drought end in my life. Let the drought of favor end. Let the drought of blessings end. Let the drought of money end. Let it be terminated with your rain in the name of Jesus." Thank you, mighty Father, in the name of Jesus. That verse says, "To bless all the works of thine hands." Lift up your voice and pray. Say, "Father, bless the works of my hands this week, this end of the year season. Bless the works of my hand. Let me have something great to show for all my labors in the name of Jesus." When God blesses a man's labor, there is something to show. When God blesses the work of a man's hand, he has something to show. Pray, Father, bless the works of my hands. Let me have something to show this end of the year season in the name of Jesus. Bless the works of my hands, O God. Bless my works. Bless my effort. Let your breath be upon my effort. Let your breath be upon what I do in the name of Jesus. Bless my works, O God. Give your blessings, O God, upon my life, upon my land, upon my work. Bless the works of my hands in the name of Jesus. Make me a lender, not a borrower, according to your word. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 8, the Bible says, the Lord shall command his blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hands upon, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, command your blessings upon me this week. Command your blessings upon my family, upon my wife, my husband, upon my children. Command your blessings upon me. Command your blessings upon the works of my hands in the name of Jesus. Father, you have promised to command your blessings upon me. I ask, O God, command your blessings. I ask that you will command your blessings upon me, upon my family, upon the works of my hands. Command your blessings upon me, O God. This week, command your blessings upon me. In the name of Jesus, I pray, dear Father, command your blessings upon me and upon all that I do to the praise of the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus, command your blessings upon me, O God. Command your blessings upon the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 21, God spoke to Moses and said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that when ye go, ye will not go empty. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray and say, Father, I refuse to end this year empty. Give me something great to show in the name of Jesus. Let me have something great to show in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, I refuse to leave this year empty. I refuse to end this year empty. Give me something great to show in the name of Jesus. Let me record great testimonies, something great to show in the name of Jesus. I won't leave this year empty by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to begin to declare prophetically, I command my doors to open this week. I command the hands of men to open unto me this week. I command men to open their hands unto me in the name of Jesus. I command doors to open for me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to declare. I declare this week that doors will open for me, that the hands of men will be opened unto me. I command doors to open for me and my house this week. I command men to open their hands unto me and to favor me. I refuse to leave this year empty. I won't end on an empty note. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the hands of men be opened unto me. I command men, open your hands to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let men open their hands to me in the name of Jesus. Budushate mekralozo zovrenigaruzi epranogoduza makande gelebe indaduza in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice and take charge of this week by the blood of Jesus. I take charge of this week by the blood of Jesus. And the Lord will be involved with me in all that I do this week in the name of Jesus. I take authority over each day of the week in the name of Jesus. I take charge of each day by the blood of the eternal covenant. I redeem each day of this week by the blood of Jesus. I reject whatever evil may be in any day of this week. I reject it for myself, for my family, for my business, for my ministry. I reject the evil that may be in the week in the name of Jesus. I claim the good in the week in the name of Jesus. I claim the blessings of the week in the name of Jesus. This week will profit and prosper me as I take charge and authority over the week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I declare that the heavens over your life and destiny be opened this week. I pray that the Lord will open his good treasure unto you. I pray that your rain will fall this week. There will be no dryness of any kind in your life and in your destiny. I command that the blessings of the Lord be upon you. I ask that the Lord will command the blessings upon you in your storehouses. There will be no dryness of any kind, no drought of any kind. I declare by the Spirit of God that the Lord will command his blessings upon all that you do. The Lord will bless you and he will bless the works of your hands. The Lord will give you something great to show. You won't end this year on an empty note. You will have something great to show for the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. You won't live empty. Your life is surrounded with the favor of God. You will be highly favored this week in the name of Jesus. I command men to open their hands unto you this week in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command doors to open for you this week in the name of Jesus. Because your heaven is open, doors will open for you. The hands of men will be opened unto you, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. I declare this week your best week so far. You will have something great to show. You won't end on an empty note, and God's name will be glorified. You will have no portion in whatever evil may be in this week, in the name of Jesus. For you, I choose the good, and I refuse the evil, to the praise of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with your prayers. Pray for this program and pray also for me. You can also support this program by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. You can support financially. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161600456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very fruitful and productive week. And the Lord bless you.